The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin dot Samach Aleph. The Gemara has an argument over here about if a person worships Avod Zarah out of love or out of fear. Abaye says you're chayiv, Rava says you're potter. Tosfos asks a question, Rava Amar potter, afagad v'perek ben Seir Moira Amar. Even though the Gemara in Moira says that Avodas Kechavim, the halacha is Yeharig Val Yavor, which means that even if a person is deathly afraid, somebody's threatening him with his life, nevertheless, the halacha is he has to allow himself to be killed rather than worship the Avodas Zarah. So, it should come out that when a person worships Avodah Zarah out of fear, because of fear of a person, he should certainly be chayiv, and not potter, like Rava says, because, like the Gemara says, that even though you're fearful of death, nevertheless, you're obligated to refrain from worshipping Avodah Zarah. Answers Tosfos, V'yashleimar, even though you are obligated to allow yourself to be killed rather than worship David Zara, when a person did not give himself over to for death and rather worships David Zara, he's not chayiv misa. So Tosfos says a chiddush that even though the halacha is yihar val yavar, even though a person is obligated to allow himself to be killed rather than worship David Zara, nevertheless, if he doesn't do that, and rather he worships Avodah Zarah, he will not be Chayav Misa, according to Rava. The Rambam passes like this also. The Rambam says as follows. V'chol mi shenemra ba yiharig val yavar. Any person about whom it says, yiharig val yavar, he rather has to allow himself to be killed, rather than transgress the Avera, v'avar v'loy nerag, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do, rather he transgressed the Avera, and he was not killed. He's being Mechalas Hashem. V'mhoya ba'asar miYisrael, if he is in the presence of 10 Jewish people, then he's a Chilulas Hashem b'Rabim. He was Mechalas Hashem Shemayim b'Rabim. Chas v'Shalom u'bitol mitzvah say she kiddush Hashem. He neglected to keep the mitzvah say, which is kiddush Hashem. V'avra mitzvah leizase, he transgressed the mitzvah of leizase she chilul Hashem. V'afal pikein, but nevertheless, v'mneisha avar ba'oynes, since he only transgressed Aver Ba'inus by force. Somebody forced him to do it. Ain't Malkin Isa. We don't punish him with Malkus. Ain't Sarach Loiman. Kavachemer Shema Misan Isa Bezdin. Bezdin will not kill him. Afilu Harag Ba'inus. Even if he killed somebody else, Ba'inus. Shein Malkin and Misim, because we don't give Malkus or kill anybody else. Only somebody who transgresses Aver willingly. Uva Adim Vasra. And with Adim and Asra. Shenemer Misan Isa Al-Mailach. So he brings down a limud for this. Now, the Prichadosh, it's brought in the back of the Frankel Rambams, and one of the other Achrenim over there, they ask the following question. The next Rambam says, brings down the halacha, that a person who is deathly ill, a person who has an illness which will cause him to die, the halacha is also he's allowed to be over kol yisurim shabbat Torah. There's a din of a chaybaim. He's allowed to be mechal Shabbos and be over any yisur. Besides, for again, I mean, the zara gila rais and shikas damim. So the Rambam says, "Kenyan shamer ba'insim, kach amru b'chaloyim." Just like we said, when a goy threatens a person that he's going to kill him, so too the Chacham said about a deathly illness. Ketzad, misha cholav and not the lama. So a person is sick and he's about to die. B'amru arayfim, and the doctor said, "Sherefu asay b'davar pliny meisum shabatayr oisin." And if the doctors tell him that the only way to heal himself is to be over a certain ister, he's allowed to do it. Umasrav mechol yisurim shabatayr of a makom sakana. Besides for Avodah Zarah, Gila Rais and Shvichas Damim, just like the halacha is when the guy threatens the Yid that he's going to kill him, Shafilu B'makam Sakana, Amos Rabbam, even if the person is in a matzav of Sakana, he cannot partake of Avodah Zarah, Gila Rais and Shvichas Damim in order to bring himself a refuah. Vim Arav and Nisrape, and here the Rambam says a very interesting thing. He says if the person transgressed what we just said and he partakes of Avodah Zarah, Gila Rais or Shvichas Damim, or in order to heal himself of his illness, Oin Shem Oisid Bezdin, So Beis Din punishes him, Einish Aroy Loi, the proper punishment. Now the Pri Chodesh understands that he assumes that there's a contradiction between these two Rambams, because why should there be a difference between the case of where a guy threatens a yid that he's going to kill him, and the case where the yid is deathly ill and he has to partake of his zara gilras shichas damim? Why, in the case of the guy threatening him, is the halacha that if he's over the avera of his zara gilras shichas damim, he's not chayiv misa? However, in the case where the person is ill and he's about to die and he takes of his zara gilras shichas damim, he is chayiv misa. He is chayiv, the Rambam says. So the Pri Chodesh assumes that there's a contradiction over here, and the Pri Chodesh says that that's not the right way to understand the Rambam. He makes this assumption immediately. He doesn't even elaborate on this. He makes the assumption that the Rambam over here, when he says Ein Shiroi, the intention of the Rambam is not that the person is Chayiv Misa in Beis Din. That means Beis Din punishes him, you know, appropriately because of the fact that he was not a good boy and he didn't listen to what he was supposed to do. But it's an arbitrary punishment that's imposed by Beis Din on people who do not follow this halacha properly. However, he's not chayiv misa the way he would be chayiv misa if he had been over avidus kacham gilrais shvichas damim without provocation, without any reason to do it. The Pri Chodesh only asks that why is it that the Rambam mentions this specific idea of the Beis Din punishing him l'migdar milsa arbitrarily to make sure that he doesn't these things don't become rampant. Why doesn't the Rambam mention this also in the case where the guy threatens the yid with death? So see, that's his question. He bites Tarachin. The another Achron, I forgot the name, in the back of the Frankel Rambam, also asks this question, but he says that he doesn't understand the way the Pri Chodesh says. His understanding of the Rambam would be that Einish Haroi Loim would mean the Mises Bezin that a person is ordinarily punished with if a person worships Avodah Zarah or does Gil Rais or Shvichas Damim. And then the question is obviously even more stronger. It's not just that the Rambam left out this halacha in the previous halacha. The Rambam clearly contradicted this halacha. So he doesn't say a teretz. So I found a very interesting, beautiful explanation in the Ohr Sameach. The Ohr Sameach says as follows. The Ohr Sameach says, it's not similar. This case of illness is not similar to the situation where the guy is threatening the yid that he's going to kill him. The Einis Rachmana Patri over there, the Allah is Einis Rachmana Patri. The Svaru, Dafkim Einis Noisei Sheyargas Poini. The concept of Einis that the Rama mentioned before is reserved to a situation where the guy is forcing him to kill a specific person, where the guy mentions that he would like this person to be over, and he tells him that if you don't do that, I'm going to kill you. So the guy is specifically taking this concept of gilrais of izar shvichas damim and telling the yid that not doing this is what's going to cause you the death, and therefore it's considered that he's honest on these specific aveirs. However, says Dar Sameach. Oh, so he says, Imkei misibas mi bo harigosoi imi argeno amansoi. Misibas sheinu roitz l'arig poini. When the guy says that if you don't kill somebody, I'm going to kill you, so it comes out that the reason that the person will eventually die is because he does not want to be over the avera of shvichas damim. The thing that's killing him is his insistence on not being over the avera by the zara gilarais and shvichas damim. So it comes out that the zara gilarais and shvichas damim is killing the person. That is considered an oinus according to the Rambam. Well, the zara gilarais and shvichas damim is causing a person's death, even though the person is mechuyev to allow himself to die rather than do avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim. Nevertheless, since it's the non avera of avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim that's causing his death, so if the person didn't do what he was supposed to do, that's considered an oinus. It's considered that he's being forced to do avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim. However, says the Ohr Sameach, over here the person is sick not because of avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim. It's not like avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim made the person sick and is causing him to die. The fact that the Torah prohibited the person from doing avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim is not what's causing him to die. He's sick. He has a sickness. The doctors told him the way to get out of the sickness is by doing avodah zarah gilarais and shvichas damim. He could save himself by killing somebody or by doing avodah zarah. So why is he doing that with the Zohar Gil Reis Shri Razamim? Because he's dying. And therefore, he would like not to die. His preference is that he should live. And because of that, he chooses to do up with the Zohar Gil Reis Shri Razamim. So he's choosing to get himself out of a situation that he finds himself in naturally, utilizing up with the Zohar Gil Reis Shri Razamim. That, of course, is considered Ratzin. Our Sameach says every time the person wants to do something, he has a very strong desire to do it. Just as strong, possibly, as the desire to stay alive. Nevertheless, a person is chayiv because that's considered bechira. Since it's not the zohar gil raya and shirazam that's causing the person's death, but rather the person is dying naturally, and he chooses to use the zohar gil raya and shirazam to get out of the situation that he's in, that's not dependent on these averis, therefore it's considered rotz and gomer, it's not considered oinus. The Dar Sameach brings a very nice tushtal from a halacha that we find in Choshen Mishpat. Some Rishonim say that if a goy tells a yid that I want you to go and be mazik another Jew, actively, not with mesira, not with grama. A goy tells a yid, go burn down your friend Reuven's house, and if you don't do that, I'm going to kill you. The halacha is that if he burns down the house, he's not going to be chayiv to pay money to Reuven. Why? Because it was b'ainus gomer. He had no choice. He was forced to burn down the house. However, let's say a person is chas v'shalom a matziv, that the goy is trying to kill him. The only way to get rid of the goy, the only way to get the goy not to want to kill him is to get $100,000 and pay the goy off. So he goes into Reuven's house, he finds $100,000, he takes it, and he gives it to the goy. Or, let's say the way to get the goy not to want to kill him is like burning down Reuven's house. The halacha will be that if he does that, he's chayav to pay to Reuven. And the difference is exactly the same thing. When the goy comes over to the person and tells him that if you don't burn down Reuven's house, I'm going to kill you, it comes out that the Isser Mazik and Reuven's schus that he shouldn't be huzak is what's causing me to die. Because since the guy specified that the only way I'll get out of death is if I go do this ma'isa avera, this ma'isa gzela or hezek or whatever, that's the only way I'll get out, I'll become potter from this einish misa that he's putting on me. So then the halacha is that it's considered that concept of hezek or gzela of that person is what's causing the death, and therefore the person is considered honest. However, in a case where the person finds himself naturally or unnaturally, whatever, but he finds himself in a situation where the guy wants to kill him because of his own problem, and then he gets himself out of it by paying the guy off, by taking money from somebody else, or by calming the guy down, by being mazik another person, in that case, he's going to be chayav because he's getting himself out of his situation that he finds himself on his own accord by using somebody else's money, and the halacha is asr l'hatzal atzmo mamon l'chaveri, which most Rishonim understand mean that of course you're allowed to do it, but you're going to have to pay back afterwards. And therefore, that chiluk stems beautifully with the way that our Sameach explained the Rambam, and he brings this as a riot to his chiluk.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.